Point number 5. Financial education increases financial intelligence. Most people invest in paper assets, such as savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual and index funds, because they do not need or want control. All they want is to turn their money over to an investment advisor who hopefully does a good job, out of sight, out of mind. If people want more control, the first thing they need to control is their financial education, which increases their financial intelligence and hopefully increases their financial controls and leverage ratios. Point number 6. Leverage can work in two ways. Leverage can make you rich, and leverage can make you poor. This is why leverage requires financial intelligence and financial controls. With stocks, a trader can use the leverage of options. If a trader thinks the market is going up, they may use a call option, which is the right to purchase a stock at a certain price within a certain time. If the trader thinks the market is going down, they may use a put option or short the stock. In other words, a trader has the potential to make money if the stock price is going up or going down. The problem, however, is that the trader has no control over the asset, just control over the terms of their trade. Learning to trade a market, even in real estate, is an important part of an investor's financial education. Real estate investors also use options. In real estate, a call option is known as a down payment. Since most of my investment in real estate is based upon rental prices and operating costs of a property, up and down markets in real estate do not affect me as much. While I do occasionally flip a property, especially if someone is willing to pay me a ridiculous price for it, as a practice, I would rather buy a property and collect rent and other income for a long time. Then I look for another property to buy and hold. Point number 7. When most financial advisors recommend diversification, they are not really diversifying. There are two reasons why the diversification they recommend is not diversification. The first reason is that financial advisors invest in only one category of asset, paper assets. As the market crash of August 9 and 10, 2007 revealed, diversification did not protect paper asset values. The second reason is that a mutual fund is already a diversified investment. It is a hodgepodge of good and bad stocks. Professional investors don't diversify. As Warren Buffett says, diversification is a protection against ignorance. Diversification is not required if a person knows what they are doing. Instead of diversifying, professional investors do two things. One is to focus only on great investments. This saves money and increases returns. The second is to hedge. Hedging is another term for insurance. For example, my 300-unit apartment house is required by the bank to have all sorts of insurance. If the property burns down, insurance pays my mortgage and rebuilds the building. Best of all, the cost of the insurance is paid out of the rental income itself. Two of the main reasons I do not like mutual funds is that banks do not lend money on them, and insurance companies will not sell me insurance against catastrophic loss if the market crashes. And all markets crash. On to more leverage, higher returns, and lower risk. Focus, not diversification, is the key to more sophisticated leverage, higher returns, and lower risk. Focus requires more financial intelligence. Financial intelligence begins with knowing what you are investing for. In the world of money, there are two things investors invest for: capital gains and cash flow. Number 1. Capital gains. Another reason so many people think investing is risky is because they invest for capital gains. When a person says, "I'm buying this stock, mutual fund, or piece of real estate," he or she is investing for capital gains, an increase in the price of the asset. For example, if I had purchased the $17 million apartment house hoping I could sell it for $25 million, then I would be investing for capital gains. Number 2. Cash flow. Investing for cash flow is a lot less risky. Investing for cash flow is investing for income. If I put savings in the bank and receive 5% in interest, I am investing for cash flow. While interest is low risk, the problem with savings is the return is low, Taxes can be high, and the dollar keeps losing value. When I purchased the 300-unit apartment house, I was investing for cash flow. The difference is, I was investing for cash flow using my banker's money for a higher return on investment and paying less in taxes. That is a better use of leverage.